This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm John Idstein. Nothing comes for free these days. Well, almost nothing. Anderson, Alaska, 80 miles south of Fairbanks, has recently exhibited some notable generosity. They gave away free land. 1-acre lots were free to the first 26 people who signed up. Those lots were handed over to the new owners Monday morning. Bonnie Sue Hitchcock reports.
Anderson is in the interior region of Alaska. It's a sleepy little town on the Nenana River, nestled among spruce and birch. Crazy ideas are hatched up here all the time, but when Anderson High School students came up with the land incentive program, the Denali Borough decided it wasn't such a crazy idea at all. Folks from all over the state and the lower 48 seem to agree.
Why not? It's free land. It'll be like the Oklahoma land rush, right? A piece of American history.
Jeremy Defoe lives in Boise, Idaho, and says he woke up Saturday morning to an article in the Boise Statesman about free land in Anderson. He called his buddy Chris Waddle in Yakima and said, "How'd you like to go to Alaska?"
So got on a plane, met in Seattle, and here we are. Anderson, Alaska, what, 11 hours later, something like that? We drove in last night, spent the night.
And it was negative 28.
Defoe and Waddle and at least 30 other hopefuls stood in line all weekend waiting for the Anderson City Clerk's office to open Monday at 9 a.m. Defoe and his pal were numbers 10 and 11 in line, which pretty much secured them land. Anderson High School social studies teacher Daryl Frisbee says the calls have been rolling in since the story went national last week. Frisbee's wife works with the volunteer emergency medical services crew in town. He says that meant he heard curious callers getting in touch any way they could.
I woke up at 4 in the morning because the scanner, it was ringing 911. And he answers 911. I'm calling from New York. I'm wondering about your free land. That happened 5 times on Saturday. And I got up and I said, and our phone started ringing off the hook. So I got up and I called Nancy, the city clerk. I said, "We've got to go man the phones at the city."
Frisbee says it's been nonstop ever since, and there were literally tens of thousands of applications vying for the 26 lots. But since the post office didn't open until noon Monday, unless you were there in person, chances of securing a lot were pretty slim.
People have been calling, you know, from all over the world. We've had calls from India, China. They just can't fathom that there's a community of 300 without a store or a gas station. We have to drive 20 miles for gas and 75 miles for groceries.
Those that did make the trek to Anderson say it was worth sleeping outside for 2 nights in minus 25 degree temperatures. In fact, Fairbanks residents Frank Scovel and Dave Wheat say they prefer the cold, even though they can barely hold their playing cards and have to warm their hands over a heater.
No problem.
Okay. Easy. Colder the better. Send the sissies home.
Right.
Let the real men and women stay.
Although the point of the land incentive is to draw new residents, many of those in line say they're planning just to build summer homes, and there is no requirement that says you have to live in Anderson year-round. But if a 1,000-square-foot home isn't built within 2 years, the land reverts back to the city, and a $500 refundable deposit is forfeited. City leaders say they don't want to become Fairbanks. They just want to boost the population enough to help the local economy. The high school students who came up with the idea say they only have 14 kids in the school right now. Sophomores Brittany Warner and Sky Shepherd hope the free land will bring families.
Tall people, basketball players, or just students in general would be fine for now.
We just want to get the numbers up in our school.
The students also stood in line for a GI who called in from Iraq since he couldn't be there in person. They say they don't mind devoting their spring break to help bring good people to Anderson. For NPR News, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock in Fairbanks, Alaska.